G'day, John. G'day, Nathan.
Hey, Mick.
How you going?
How you going, mate?
Thanks for joining us here at 2SER.
Oh, no worries. Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
No worries at all. Now, firstly, I want to find out about this project, the Skateworks project, which is the reason this gig's on tomorrow night. And then we'll get to the cover band, because, I mean, that's, you know,
Sounds good to us. That's
another whole subject.
So
but
we'll put them into the support.
Because the main crux of this gig is it's raising money for a really cool initiative, the Skateworks project in Australia. Mm-hmm. And you are running that, and you are involved. Well, you tell us. You tell us what it's involved in. What's involved with it?
Okay, so primarily we are a school holiday program that was originated in the Northern Territory in Arnhem Land. So those kids are subject to quite an extensive wet. They're heavily remote.
Yeah.
We're talking 6-7 hours of red dirt and a dead straight track and not an animal in sight. So those kids are a long, long way away.
Yeah.
So things to do at night, things to do on school holidays is imperative.
Mm.
When the rains are there, the roads are flooded, communities flooded. A lot of those kids are not even necessarily getting out of the house.
Yeah, wow.
So that's not the case on all community, but that was the case there. We spent 2 weeks up on remote community talking to, fishing with, crabbing with, shell fishing with elders, traditional owners, and finding out what the aspirations were for community from mm-hmm. their perspective. One too many NGOs tend to just go in and go, here's a good idea, we're going to do that,
yeah.
rather than asking what should we do. So they had found in their experience that the closer the kids and youth were taken to culture, the stronger their youth community was, the more motivated they were, the more receptive they were to education.
Mm-hmm.
The difficulty, though, that they were having was to make it portable. So when kids came off community and went to, say, somewhere like Catherine or Darwin for school, so it's like boarding school,
mm-hmm.
And some stayed on community, but the ones that went off, they suffered a feeling of not particularly being relevant or to not be... Yeah, relevant is probably the best word.
Because they haven't been exposed to, you know, the stuff that every other kid around the country might have been exposed to.
Well, it's just the perception that they're not on country anymore.
Oh, I see. Yeah, right.
So how do we make this portable?
Okay.
So when I wrote the project, and everybody out there's got a mobile phone, so feel free to use that right now. If you put in silhouette, skateboarder, kickflip, you'll get a certain body position with the arms extended, a bit like a bird.
Yeah, right.
We're all familiar with that pose. We've seen it on every Tony Hawk video known to man. But if you also put in youth, Aboriginal, Kawabari dance,
yeah.
silhouette, the body position is almost identical.
Yeah, right.
A lot of the body positions are very, very similar. So we are the only project in the world that co-delivers with elders, with traditional owners and with storytellers on community at the same time. So we're talking, you know, we will ask the child what their Kawabari is.
Mm-hmm.
They'll briefly tell us what their story is, whether it's Brolga or Kangaroo or Barramundi or whatever it might be. And so the elders talk to them from that perspective. And we talk to them about the skate tricks that will facilitate those body positions.
That's amazing.
So why do we do that? When the kids go back to Western city-style life, now with the ability to redefine the landscape, because there isn't a simile between the Aboriginal relationship with country, of which it is really starting to get quite a strong groundswell with you know, contemporary Australians. They're starting to understand or at least listen or read about what this means. It's a parental relationship.
Yep.
Whereas skateboarders have a relationship with the land, one of redefining, one of seeing it as a for its creative and sculptural possibilities. So there were lots of avenues for us to meld these two together. And the reason why that was so important is that when the kid goes back into a city experience, they might say, hey, Mick, I'm doing... You know, we're going to do a double shove it, reverse blind side, slide, whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
But in his head or her head, they're telling story.
Mm-hmm.
My line, your line, Nathan's line on a skateboard is different. A little bit higher, a little bit lower, a little bit faster. I like to do this. I like to do that. So the ability to redefine the skate park, to redefine country, to find country underneath the concrete, underneath the footpath walking down through Katherine or Darwin or Sydney or Melbourne,
yeah.
remembering that Sydney has the largest population of Indigenous people in Australia. Ask most people where they think they all are. They're here.
Yeah, right.
With us. So they is us.
Yeah, yeah.
So I could go on. But
but primarily the project is getting out there at school holidays and going to the communities and actually helping donate skateboards as well and
that's
giving
right.
them the facility to be able to do these things. And
we need gear.
Learn. Yeah.
So we have a sub-project called Recycled Fun, which in Sydney would be Skater HQ Fox Studios or Skater HQ at Manly.
Oh, yeah.
Can donate helmets, pads, boards, wheels, all the parts of. Then our reps will, wherever the school holiday project is,
yep.
They'll then travel up to, in this case, the one we've just done, went up to Tweed, mm-hmm. then across to Katherine, and then 6.5 hours out to Numbulwa and Barunga and,
oh, that's and Arnhem Land?
And Beswick. Yes,
yeah,
Central
right.
Arnhem Land mm-hmm. and Southeast Arnhem.
Great.
The next lot will be coming out of Melbourne and going into Yalata mm-hmm. In South Australia.
Awesome.
So supply chain is quite a big thing.
And that's where this fantastic extravaganza charity fundraiser show comes in tomorrow night. If you want to help this project, but also see some amazing music, some amazing artists who are really putting towards it, but also go and donate some of your own, you know, chucks or your boards or whatever you might have left over, you can come on down to the Lansdowne tomorrow night. And that's where we're going to talk to Nathan about this, your group, and how you decided to get involved with this project. So you're with Birdman or Tony Hawk Pro Skater, et cetera. But you're a video game cover band. You've been around a little while. You have crazy shows.
Mm.
You play tracks from Tony Hawk. How did this all start?
Yeah, so it started off as an idea of one of the guys in the band, Josh, a few years ago.
Yeah.
That it was funnily enough, he wanted to do something for the 5th anniversary of the game. Well, the 5th edition of the game that was about to be released
yeah,
on
right.
new consoles. And so we had an idea to get together and play some shows around that. And for one reason or another, it didn't really work out. And then a couple of years later, he came up to me again and said, "Oh, you're still interested in doing this with me?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure." And he's like, "Well, I've got a few things happening, so we'll see what happens." And the next minute we know we were playing on Secret Garden Festival. And then from that,
oh, that was your first gig.
That was our first ever gig at Secret Garden Festival.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago. I was there.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that was your first one.
Yeah, well, we didn't think it was going to be as successful as it was. We thought, oh, we're one on the side stages and there won't be many people there. And then next minute we had a few hundred people just dancing around and going nuts. And we're like, well, we've actually tapped into something really important here. And it's been a really great experience because we've taken it around the country now. We've toured down to Melbourne a couple of times.
Oh, nice.
We've played a bunch of festivals.
Yeah.
And we've really found that that people are connecting with this music, not just in a way that like is a nostalgic way, but it's also, I found a lot of people, these games and the soundtracks was their gateway to a lot of like punk and rock and metal, and mm-hmm. particularly kids. Like, I'm from Wagga Wagga, so I didn't have any older brothers or sisters, so I was pretty removed from that kind of culture. And this was my gateway in, and I think in a lot of ways the games and the designers of the games and the guys that design the soundtrack really, yeah, they influenced a massive generation of music fans. And
yeah.
I do work in the music industry myself, and every time I bring up this idea with people are always like, "That's a great idea," because they all know exactly the songs we're talking about, and they're always going to say Golfing is Superman or Rage Against the Machine or
totally.
Whatever they say. They all know a song straight away, and they always had their favourite song and their favourite level and their favourite game kind of thing. So
yep.
like I said, it started off as a bit of a nostalgic fun idea, and then it's kind of transformed into something that's really fun for us to do, and we find that a lot of people get joy out of it.
Yeah.
And then also led into this project now, where I just saw John put a post up on Facebook, and I thought, well, I've got a few boards lying at home that I'm not using, I could donate to them. And then I was like, oh, actually, I've got this ridiculous novelty band that is heavily linked to skateboarding, and it seems to be successful. So how about instead of just giving some boards, we try and do something that's going to be a bit more helpful in the long term and give on a bigger scale. And reached out to John, and he called me up straight away and said, "This sounds like a great idea. Let's see what we can nut out." And it's taken about 4 or 5 months of planning to get to where we are, but now we've lined it up. We've got a bunch of great artists coming on with us tomorrow night, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And that's it. There are not only your band going on, we've got Earthboy heading along, Sleep Makes Waves,
yep.
Palms,
yep.
Bloods, Lapai.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a bit of an extravaganza.
It's huge.
Yeah, people are going to jump up and do some vocal cameos and do some Sweet. Guitar cameos and some bass cameos. So it's going to be like a bit of a chaotic karaoke kind of thing.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, but our shows are always a lot of fun. We always manage to somehow form a mosh pit wherever we are. And they always are full of energy. But I think that the backdrop of the fact that we're all doing this for a good cause in the long run as well, with all the proceeds going to Skateworks, is really satisfying for us as well.
What a great collaboration. And like you say, you're very well linked because you like skateboarding, you like your band, you like the music, you like to donate. So I think it's a really cool link that you've got going on there. It is on tomorrow night at the Lansdowne Hotel. It's only $15. Just get tickets beforehand from Oztix, or you can get them at the door for $20. But it's sure to be a pretty hectic time and a real lot of fun. So just in the end, you guys just hooked up just through a message that you saw John wrote, and you just decided to collaborate. That's really cool.
Yeah, just a friend shared one of his Facebook posts from Skateworks, and yeah, I thought I'd reach out and see what the actual plan was and see if there was any way we could help out. And everything just kind of clicked, and it's been a relatively smooth thing to put together, because I think it's such a great cause and it captures people's imagination so quickly, and it doesn't take them that long to get an understanding of what Skateworks is about.
Yeah.
And they can kind of figure out what we're about, because it's explained in our ridiculously long name, that people have kind of been switched onto it straight away. So it's come together really well, and I think I'm really hoping it's going to be a really successful night, and then that everyone has a lot of fun, and that we actually get to do something for a really good cause.
It sounds like awesome fun. Anyone can jump onto skateworksproject.org, and there's a link there to Skateworks Australia. Looks like there's another part of Skateworks Ethiopia as well.
Yeah, so Ethiopia is how we started.
Right.
A quick 6 years.
Quick 6 years.
So essentially what's happening in Australia at the moment is a little wooden bridge from the past to the future and back to the past again.
Yeah.
So it must be a circle. With Ethiopia, we needed to, same again, we needed to find out why people were in, say, a predicament that they were in, what they wanted to do, and what their aspirations were. So we thought the best way to do that is at a skateboard pace. So we skateboarded across Ethiopia. That was 517 kilometres.
Amazing.
Made some good solid friends, and those kids can run. So, and they'd run with you for like 5-6 Ks. It was quite insane.
Awesome.
But what we did find out was that there was a huge predominance of younger children that had gone into Addis Ababa, which is the central city, and that's about 250 clicks away, and they'd walked and were shoeshine kids.
Yeah, right.
Mostly, but they were sleeping under houses and in drains and all sorts of things, because essentially the government had halved the land allotment that they had, so they couldn't make enough money to feed themselves. So we found out that vocational training would be a short snapshot, that we could actually train those kids in a 6-week time frame, get them back off the streets, back home, and so they were taught metal fabrication, homemade welders, which is a pre-existing piece of equipment in Ethiopia. And if you've all seen the Green Mile, the ones that exist there, that is what they look like.
Oh, okay.
So the R&D was done in Melbourne.
Yep.
They have 4 kill switches. They're incredibly safe.
Wow.
So week 1, they make one. Week 2, they learn how to fix it. 3, 4, 5, 6, they learn how to weld.
Wow.
And the last thing they do is make a metal or steel kicker, 3 foot high. And that... we do an impact study on the village. The child is taken back with the ramp, with the skateboard gear, with the welder. When we get the next kid, let's say it's Nathan Wood, he's come from Wilentjety, we know what the previous kid made, so then he makes another piece of skateboard park equipment that attaches to the other one.
Wow,
so
that's
skate
cool.
Parks are popping up all over Ethiopia.
That is amazing.
In villages.
Oh, very cool. It is so exciting to see what you've done and to hear these stories. Go and chat to John tomorrow night. You can find out more about it, because I'm sure you've got lots of great stories.
I'll be on the merchandising table selling Birdman t-shirts.
Fantastic.
And Skateworks hoodies and t-shirts.
All right. Tomorrow night at the Lansdowne, we'll pop a link into the onto the website real soon. Go check it out. It's a really great lineup. One of the artists on the lineup is Earth Boy. We're going to play his track, The Arrow, right now. John, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very
Nathan,
much.
Thank you.
Pleasure, Mick.
We'll see you next time.